Greetings, my friends. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friends, future events such as these will affect you in the future. Can your heart stand the shocking facts about Plan 9? This is Johnja.net. I'm on the phone with John Johnson, an independent filmmaker who thinks he can remake Plan 9 from outer space and do it right with his new film, Plan 9. All right, to begin with, I got to ask, are you related to Tor Johnson?
No, I am not. I am not related to Tor, the mighty Tor.
Yeah, you should just pretend you are, play it up. I can put it on the internet and then it'll be fact.
Internet movie database, you can basically pull whatever you want.
It'll exactly. Wikipedia. All right. Well, I guess the big question, and it's a simple one, but maybe it's hard to answer, is why? Why Plan 9?
Well, it came up as a hypothetical. I was working on another film, part of the Skeleton Key series that I've done, and we were shooting part 3. Mm-hmm. And a PA came in and asked me, you know, in a hypothetical, because I was kind of spending a rant talking about how I didn't like most remakes.
Right.
And he came in and said, if you could remake any movie, you know, that you wanted to, what would it be? And I thought about it for a while, and I got back to him like something like an hour later, because it just kind of hit me that I would remake Plan 9, for a few reasons. One of which, Conrad Brooks, who obviously was in the original,
right,
has been a longtime friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
And he's been in a couple of my films, and you know, we had talked and goofed off, and he always kind of felt that, you know, the movie kind of failed everybody. Like they were hoping for it, but it happened too late.
Mm-hmm.
And I would sit and talk to him for hours about Eddie, and you know, what he was like and how he kind of led his crew. And there was a lot of similarities to the way I ran my crew, with the exception of the cross-dressing. But it's kind of like a family unit,
right,
where from film to film, you kind of take the same or a lot of the same crew and people, and they kind of ventured, you know, from one adventure to the other. And so I thought, you know, why let, you know, Plan 9 be left as the worst film ever made? Which, of course, was, you know, he had a hard time with this because his, you know, his masterpiece was essentially, you know, looked at as schlock, but at the
right.
same time, he got the recognition. So I figured, why not, you know, redo it for, you know, a lot of younger audiences, and then, you know, keep a lot of the imagery in the same general storyline for fans of the old one. And luckily, it was public domain. Had been, I think, for years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, and I was surprised that no one else has touched it. And then, just as a stroke of luck, its 50th anniversary is in 2009, and then we had this date 2009, and it was just like, all right, well, I guess
you kind of have to. Yeah, that's awesome. Should this, when it's done, and should it be popular, do you think you'll try to take on any other of Ed Wood's masterpieces?
Oh, I don't know. Doubtful. I'm probably, because, you know, there's really only been a handful of remakes that I've agreed with and liked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we agree
one
there.
Of which was the two guys that remade... The Hills Have Eyes. I actually liked the remake of The Hills Have Eyes because it kept the same general story, but it went further than lightening things up. And a lot of remakes that you see will be like, you know, a hardcore rated R film that's crossing all these boundaries, and then they'll make it PG-13 because the highest demographic for theatrical is, you know, high school female.
Right.
And so I thought, well, when I do this remake, I'm going the opposite way. You know, essentially Plan 9 can be viewed by anyone.
Sure.
And I'm going to go really, really dark and really gory and really graphic with it, and try to make it as scary as I possibly can. and, you know, basically to kind of be the answer to that. So it's a remake, and it's kind of an attack at remakes at the same time. It's a very strange situation, I think. But I know if Eddie was alive today, these are the kind of films he would be making anyway.
Oh, sure. Are you going to do it as a period piece, or are you going to set it in modern?
I'm gonna modernize it.
Okay.
Mainly budget reasons,
mm-hmm.
Kind of playing within our budget. And also, there's a lot of people who have heard of it. A lot of young horror movie fans have all heard of the film but never really watched it.
Sure.
And so this will be kind of a first look at the film. I wanted to make it so it was easier for them to speak and relate to the characters.
Right. Yeah, I have to admit, when I first heard about it, that you were going to go with the serious and the gory, and I was thinking, I wasn't sure how it fit in, but now that I think about it, when Ed Wood was doing his movies, his films, and the amount of terror that he at least tried to infuse into them was a little bit of the pushing the boundary. He was into the pushing the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the. It was more on-screen terror, you saw the monster choking the girl rather than a lot of the implied horror in other films. So yeah,
exact opposite of Hitchcock. I mean,
yeah.
he was not leaving things for the imagination. He was desperately trying to show them, and of course, you know, he's trying to pull off some of the stuff that he did at that time, and even now, is very difficult to do when you're working with an independent budget.
Right.
But at the same time, if you're going to remake Plan 9, I can't see it doing it. I can't see going to Hollywood and doing it the studio route.
No.
I think it has to be done by an independent level.
Right.
Just playing to the means a little bit more.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that hopefully you'll see on the screen that are the same things, but, you know, done and told from a different way to where you don't have to, try to have a war between the military and spaceships. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I think too, going through the independent route, I think you'll actually find. Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you anyway, that you'll find a lot of people that will just be excited to be a part of something like this.
Yeah. We've received, since we went public with it, I guess a few weeks ago. We've received countless emails and letters, and you know, half of them are positive and the other half aren't so much positive because they're not a fan of, you know, another remake.
Right.
Now the big thing is that I think most of them think it's a Hollywood, you know,
right,
situation, which would, you know, destroy them, and they keep, you know, I think saying something about Michael Bay, and I think there was a April Fool's joke where he said he was going to make it. And that freaked everybody out. And then all of a sudden we came out saying, hey, we're going to make it. They freaked out even more.
And it makes more sense. I remember talking with a friend of mine. It's like they constantly remake films that were already good classics in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
So why, if you're going to remake a film, why wouldn't you try to take one that didn't do so well and make it better?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, it's the personal camaraderie I felt for Ed Wood, and then the film itself, you know, I think maybe possibly could be a very creepy storyline if told in the right fashion. I'm just hoping that I'm making the right decision.
Okay, that was one of the questions that I had, was whether or not you were going to do an actual remake or if you were just going to use the original as an inspiration for the new film.
It's kind of mixed. It's every character that is in the original film is in the new film.
Mm-hmm.
However, they might be, slightly different in their character arcs. One of the big changes that I'll go public with now is, you know, in the original film, there were three zombies that were doing all the damage.
Right.
And in the remake, there's going to be hundreds.
Well, yeah, it makes more sense. Yeah.
And we're going with the super fast kind of zombie, which seems to play a little better and I think might give a little bit more of a scare and intensity with these things just hauling ass at you.
Knowing that everything's pretty extremely hypothetical at this point and everything, mm-hmm. And being an independent and going in at the small budget, do you pretty much see fresh unknowns, or do you have like a... You gonna try to reach out to any larger name actors?
We are. I can't say which ones yet.
Sure, I understand.
But there are, I guess you would call them C-movie names that are already attached to the film.
Oh, okay, great.
And then, of course, we're going for, you know, a B-movie, you know, somebody who has, you know, made a good standing for themselves in the B-movie range. The C-movie actors that are already attached are Mr. Lobo, Eric Lobo, who runs his show Cinema Insomnia, and he's a horror movie host in California.
Oh, excellent.
Who,
okay.
Runs the show, I think, in Syndicate. And so he obviously was the first thought and pick for Criswell.
Oh, yeah, of course. Perfect.
And then Conrad is going to play a part in the film, and the other one is actually a YouTube celebrity, I guess that's the best way to say it. Somebody who uploaded a bunch of videos to YouTube and actually built a pretty big fan base is doing it. Her name is Caitlin Hill, and she is, I think, she's the Hill 88 or That Girl Online.
Okay.
On YouTube, and so she's got her little bases together, and so I was able to wrangle her in on the movie, and we're kind of putting together a little, you know, niche of those people, which are, you know, essentially unknowns, but they have their own little fan bases.
Sure.
And then try to go for one or two people that actually have, you know, a larger following, if we can afford them, and if they don't laugh us out the door, we'll say, yeah, we're remaking Plan 9.
Well, I got to say, I wish you the best of luck with this.
Thank you very much.
I actually think it's the more I think about it, the more I think it's a phenomenal idea. I just, this movie just, it seems like it begs for it. It needs...
I'm hoping that it'll go well. I think all in all, I'll probably make something that I enjoy. So
sure,
at least there's that.
Yes, at least there's that, and hopefully there'll be a few others too.
Right, yeah.
What is the website address right now?
It's www.plan9movie.com, and
okay.
The website will stay the same. It'll just, you know, change and be a little nicer.
Okay, well, we will we'll have that. We'll obviously be in the interview. We'll get it. We'll also probably post it along with it too, and we will keep checking back.
Great, that'd be awesome.
All right. Well, thanks very much, John.
All right, man.
Everything you have just heard is absolutely true, and this is Jonja.net.